subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
All right. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to this circus we call Share Funny. And we have something really funny about Rob and somebody in his family coming up. I didn't hear the whole discussion when it kicked off because it was during a commercial break in the regular old morning show, and I was in the other room making coffee. So I missed it. So I'm anxious to hear and see if it's really funny or if it's not, and I'll be the judge of that. So we'll get into that in just a second. But first, you need to know that this here Share Funny podcast is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration, and we appreciate them and love them for it. So what is Paul Davis Restoration? You hear us saying they come in and clean up and restore your house and all that, and you're thinking, oh, okay, well, I don't need a maid. Well, they're not maids. They're not a house cleaning service like that. Although we do have a need for that around here a lot in the studio. We need that kind of cleaning service. But Paul Davis is not like that at all. Paul Davis is like if you have a storm in your area and the roof just gets ripped off over your living room, and then it floods down in there, and every other room in your house is okay, but the living room is just completely destroyed. Well, Paul Davis sends their emergency technicians out and gets everything back to the way it was before the storm hit as quickly as possible, and they do a great job. That's why you see their vehicles all over the place. You see a Paul Davis van or a Paul Davis truck here and there and everywhere. And it's because Paul Davis and the emergency technicians there are so great at what they do. So when you need them for something like that, do not hesitate. Immediately go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, acetj.com/Paul Davis. And remember, you're not going to be bothering them because Paul love it. Paul love it. So Rob has a chronic leg problem.
Yes.
He's down in his old leg. We've maybe convinced him today at some point that he needs to go get one crutch, at least one crutch or a walking stick.
Yeah.
Walking stick would be better.
Again,
he could come in here with a walking stick. But, a walking stick, that has a skeleton as the handle and the eyes glow red, that would be something that he would like. Just a skull with red eyes. But what did he tell y'all, Riggins, that was so funny this morning when I was in the other room?
He just turns to us and he says, can I give all the details?
Well, yeah, that's fine. But to set it up, Alexis was like, do you want me to walk on your back? And I said, I would, but I'd have to get down on the floor first. And I don't know if I could get up because over the weekend I was at my brother's house and he no longer has regular furniture. He has beanbag chairs in place of his sitting furniture.
So no couch or
no couch,
regular chairs or anything that adults would have.
And I knew that before I got there. I just forgot. Yeah. But I went in. I was like, oh, I gotta go take a rest before I go out to the pool. I gotta stop every few seconds. So I walked in. I went,
see,
oh no,
that is not something I would forget. If I was going over to somebody's house, I'd go, I don't want to go over there. They got no chairs.
Now, are they regular bean bags or are they those love sack
they're
ones?
They're not the love sack ones, but they're bigger bean bags than like you had as a kid if you had them. But there's like three or four of them in the living room. And he has a desk with a computer chair where he plays video games. And that's
in the living room.
In the living room.
He's got a chair for that.
Yeah.
And he's married?
Yeah. With two children.
Two kids, yeah.
One just turned 21 years old, so.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And how old is the other one?
9, I think, maybe.
Okay.
So.
All right. So no living room furniture other than a desk for video games and beanbag.
Yeah,
three beanbags.
Yeah, there's a cat tower in there as well.
Perfect.
For the cats, yeah.
Perfect.
I tried to sit in the chair first, and most chairs are uncomfortable right now for me.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right, well, we got to try the beanbag. So I got down, and it took a long time to get back up. Let's put it that way. So
what did you rolled out of the beanbag and got up on your knees to get back up?
Yeah.
It's not easy for a normally abled person.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to use all of the weight on my right leg. Cause if I put any on my left, it'll hurt. So.
Yeah. I would look like a turtle trying to get off of its back. If I try to get out of a beanbag chair right now, I mean, you know, being overweight as I am.
Yeah, there's no arms on it.
Right. So you would just have to roll out of it and then kind of stand up. Unless there was a rail that you could grab onto and lift yourself up that way. But, I mean, I'd be kicking my feet in the air trying to get enough velocity built to flip over.
Rocking. Man, that is wild.
I died laughing because Regan said it must look like Lizzie McGuire's room in there.
Beanbags. Like,
where do you get those furniture from? Claire's?
It's like a 15-year-old girl's dream. It's like all beanbags and inflatable furniture.
That was my favorite 40-year-old part.
Man's dream, apparently. Yeah.
Look like Lizzie McGuire.
I mean, it was a comfortable beanbag. I'll give him that.
That is just a decision that I just can't imagine making as an adult. It. Like, I want to live in a pillow fort. It's like, no reasonable person does that. He's got kids and like a whole family.
Uh-huh. I mean, catering to his inner child.
Yeah.
Huh? True. So, and he sits up in the middle of everything in the living room playing video games.
Then they
just live around him while he's doing
it's
that.
It's in the corner. So it's off to the corner. It's a big, it's huge living room.
Yeah.
Huge living room. So he just has his gaming set up there.
So. Yeah, I know a couple that lives in the mountains in North Carolina that has a full bar with taps and everything in their living room.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So their TV's here and they have recliners facing the TV and then a couch. And then on the other side of the room is a full bar with bar stools and
flex.
Yeah. And a bathroom right behind the bar.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. But
so it's kind of way like cool. That.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same.
It's kind of like that.
But I'm just saying, in the living room, you know, people do sometimes use it for things other than having regular furniture and, you know, a TV and stuff.
Yeah, but I'd much rather take a bar over beanbag chairs.
Hmm.
Yeah, to each his own.
Yeah.
That's wild, though. That wouldn't even occur to me.
Never.
Like, I just don't think beanbags are that comfortable, but. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, other than it being super low to the ground and uncomfortable to get up from,
it was
great.
Yeah.
Is it hard for a guy to look cool in a beanbag?
Yeah. 100%.
Not cute.
No.
Even if he's lying on his stomach and acting like an airplane?
No.
What are you more turned off by, Alexis? A guy that just has a mattress on the floor of his bedroom or a guy that just has a couple of... beanbags or lawn chairs in the living room?
Oh, God. I'd be turned off by the bed on the floor more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's not a choice. Like, that's probably just necessity. Yeah, whereas beanbag, you chose to do beanbags probably. Mm-hmm.
But still.
I guess beanbag could be a necessity as well, right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I'm going to have a blow-up bouncy houses in the back of my house when I have one.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time.
You do what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to just do it. Have bouncy houses.
Now, I can't remember, Rob, is your brother a big fella?
He fluctuates, but overall a bigger fella.
Tall, big guy.
Yeah, 6'2", he's taller than me.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And it's no problem for him to get up in and out of a beanbag chair?
No, and he does physical labor for a living. I don't know how he can, because you would think that would take a tear on your body, wear and tear. But,
wow.
Must have a strong core.
It's cool. I got a strong core. Like, you want to just come home after a long day and then flop on the couch and get on a beanbag.
Okay, Riggins, you're always quick to judge on these types of things. Do you think any guy sitting in a beanbag chair looks masculine no matter who he is?
Masculine. No, probably not. Just because you look like a kid. It's impossible to not look like a kid when you're in a beanbag.
Because I'm Googling some pictures of adults in beanbags. Yep. And none of the guys, like they're the ones that they're showing, the guys' feet are all up into the beanbag with them, and legs kind of curled to the side.
Do you think Hugh Jackman as Wolverine would look cool on a beanbag?
No, because he'd bust it.
Yeah, those knife hands.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
He, those little bean things all over the place. Try again, Alexis.
He's the manliest guy I could think of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wolverine.
A superhero. Yeah.
What about Wolverine? I bet he'd look cool in a beanbag.
Like, who's the manliest person, man I know? Wolverine.
A fake person.
A fake person.
What about Thor? Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg. He's a manly fella. Yeah. You think he looks feminine in a beanbag?
Yeah.
I bet so too. Because he's little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On top of it. All right. What about Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, I think he would look good in a beanbag.
Good or masculine? I bet he doesn't look masculine. Yeah. I bet he looked awkward.
You look good in a beanbag.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what. She's so damn pretty. She'd look good in a beanbag.
He put her ass in a beanbag.
Face down.
Yeah.
In a beanbag.
That's what I'm worried about. It's like Rob's brother's married, but
yeah.
I think as a single guy, it's tough to seal the deal when there's just bean bags.
Yeah, if I walked into an apartment after like a first date and that was the furniture, I'd be like, oh, you got bean bags.
Would you rather walk into a bean bag living room or a living room with a hot tub in the middle of it?
A bean bag living room.
I think that's kind of cool.
Because if the hot tub is in the middle of the living room, who knows what kind of things go on.
All right, so bean bag living room or really nice furniture in the living room, but a waterbed in the master.
I'll take the waterbed. I think that would be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Waterbed.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. Really nice house with nice furniture and everything, but his vehicle is a conversion van with carpet and beds in it and stuff like that.
I like the conversion bed. The conversion van.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a traveler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's traveling the world. He's, you know, cultured.
No, I'm saying if he's got the house and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But that's his car. His main source of transportation is a creepy van.
Double win.
Okay, so you like them both.
Yeah.
Right. A car and a house?
Yeah.
Double win. It's better than
those. I mean, what?
That's like having two houses.
That's awesome.
That's a house that stays and a house that goes.
That's why I was like, that's too good to be true kind of question.
It's 100% more than what she's used to.
Yeah, most women are like, ooh, a creepy van? No way. She's like,
and a van?
Where's the hard choice?
Exactly.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that has taught us so much.
Yeah.
And so glad.
What did it teach us, teacher?
It taught us that that Rob's brother is not gonna be recruited by Jeffrey, what's his name,
Jeff Lewis
anytime soon for decorating.
Hey, maybe not.
Uh-huh. And Rob still has a bad leg problem and bean bags are not a good fit. And that Alexis wants to live in a moving house.
Hell yeah.
A house that moves. Hell with a waterbed in it. Conversion van with a waterbed in it.
Oh,
the
yes.
Ultimate.
Okay. I'm all about it.
There you go.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So do y'all think a lot of the relations gets made in a beanbag?
No. Zero.
Not even those big ones? Not even those that that aren't so low to the ground or anything.
No. Like, never mind.
What do you think about big people in beanbags?
Now I say that, but you know, futons are not known to be super comfortable and kind of like a not a great option. But a lot of sex happens on futons, especially really? In college. Yeah, sure.
She said knowingly.
Futon.
Listen. Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
All right, what is a futon?
A futon is like a couch, like a...
But it's made of bamboo-looking stuff and all that? Or is that what I'm thinking about, a papasan chair?
That's a papasan, the round one.
Yeah.
But that would be even... Yeah, you probably definitely don't have any sex in a papasan chair. But a futon looks like a couch, but then it pulls out into a bed that's not super comfortable, but in a pinch, if you have the guess.
Right. So is that a trundle?
Right.
It's got a trundle?
A trundle's underneath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, this turns from a couch into the bed. Like, the back comes down as well, and it's like a full mattress.
Okay.
So it's like a bed that folds in half to become a couch, essentially. And I know, you know, a lot of people had futons in college in their college apartments, and I'm sure they were, you know, getting laid on that, but beanbags, I don't know, it's just tougher, I think.
Well, I hate to say, let's try.
Who's going to try?
Well, yeah. In college, you know, people would hook up in bunk beds in the dorm room.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
On the top bunk?
I know I've hooked up with somebody on the bottom bunk.
It'd suck if you're in the bottom bunk and have no one and there's someone on the top bunk.
Yeah, that would not be cool at all.
Yeah, because isn't the top bunk like really close to the ceiling, though?
Yeah.
You can't even really sit up all the way if you're any kind of height.
Yeah.
Without hitting your head on the ceiling.
Yeah, my roommate, when I was a freshman, he was like, do you want to bunk him up so we save some room? I was like, hell no, because I don't want to sleep on a top bunk. 20 years old, 19 years old, whatever I was. I don't want to do that. But it's got to be done.
All right, so we're on Facebook Live and YouTube right now. And Mr. Todd has been here since the beginning of the show today.
He was here before I got here.
Practicing stuff and checking out new angles and everything. And I haven't seen any of the angles and all that, but didn't y'all say that Alexis is harder to see now in the angle that he has where the camera is on Riggins and Alexis?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Because we did have a camera that was... in front of them that got the two of them, because they sit side by side and then Ace and I sit across from each other. But then all of a sudden now there's an angle of them from the side, which why is that, Todd?
Because we're broadcasting on a budget.
Yeah.
And we have to use the Mac camera that's running the broadcast for them.
Okay, but what happened to the other one that was on the
we don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always get the short end of the stick all the time. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you say you don't care, so then why?
No, but I'm saying like in everything else, like I didn't get to go to any of the fun shows. I didn't get to go to Disney World. I didn't get to do anything.
What fun shows?
Like the stuff that you guys used to do before.
Like the cruises and
I thought you meant
trips.
Concerts, you know?
I mean, you did go to concerts too.
And how did Ace get Omicron at train and you didn't?
Because I have better immune system. Duh.
Oops. That was Rob's camera that just fell all the way.
I only ever have stomach issues.
Hmm?
I only ever have stomach issues.
And that kept you from getting Omicron when you were in the same place Ace was and he got it?
Yeah.
He's getting old and you know, things start falling apart.
Right. He's got, what do you call it? Morbidities.
It's got morbidities, you know. That's what it is. Yeah, he said he felt pretty much a little bit of a sore throat, some sniffles, but
yeah,
just being overly cautious.
I have the antibodies.
From what?
From Omicron. What are you talking about?
You had Omicron already?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I have all the antibodies for everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're a specimen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. That's good.
Preach.
But But yeah, I mean, Ace could have picked it up at, he was at another concert earlier in the week. He was in the Dirty ATL, you know, the week before that.
Yeah.
Out there and, you know, amongst a bunch of people.
Sure.
Ugh.
Yeah, he could have gotten it any number of places. Mm-hmm. He's flitting around town.
Yeah, he's bebopping and scatting all over the place. See me, love me, take a picture.
Yeah, he was like that.
Now, the person that was the super spreader from the train tailgate party that we had, was that a man or a woman?
A woman.
A woman. And did Ace get closer to her than you did?
They were sitting next to each other during the show.
Oh, okay.
But I was hanging out with her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I even gave her a hug and everything.
No way. Yeah. That Omicron didn't even but think about jumping you. On you, did
exactly.
It?
Exactly. Don't mess with me, mm-mm. Omicron.
Well, maybe it doesn't go down that low.
Yeah.
Maybe Omicron has to be up like at least at 5 feet
you have to be
before
5 feet
you can get it. Yeah. That's why people sitting at restaurants didn't get COVID if they're sitting down.
Right.
Remember?
No.
Yeah, if you were sitting down,
you didn't get it.
Yeah, you could take your mask off once you sat down. It was the people who were standing up, walking. They're the ones that had to have the mask on.
That makes sense.
So that tells me the lower you are to the ground, the chances of you're getting the Omicron or the COVID, whatever, 19, were smaller.
Yep, because you're smaller.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you haven't gotten
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You're stealth, low to the ground.
Yep.
Ace is way up there too. He's 6'4", so he's all up in there where the COVID germs are, just jumping on his head. He's just like jumping on him and a whaling on him, a pounding him.
He's got a big mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's all always germs talking, going in, always
open.
Yep, that makes
and
sense.
And that nose sucking all of it in. Yeah. All the germs.
He do be breathing hard sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
He do be breathing hard.
He do be breathing hard.
He's not breathing hard right now. It's He's like,
ugh. Ace, breathe quieter.
Did he sound bad?
Hmm?
Did he sound bad?
I don't know. We were texting.
Yeah, I ain't calling. I ain't getting it through the phone.
No, man. Mm-mm. Yeah, just call him COVID Ace from now on. Nothing but a carrier. Super spreader. So we have banned that lady from listening to the show, haven't we? That one that brought it out there?
Yep.
Oops.
It's banned.
Can't be doing that.
For life.
No more.
She's a saboteur.
What if Ace gave it to her?
The world will never know.
Mm. It's a mystery.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody's going to get that exactly. Omicron.
I feel like I've had it 1 million times.
Oh, you do?
Already, yeah. Huh. It's no big deal.
You got a Jimi Hendrix shirt on today.
Yeah.
That's good. You're a big fan of Jimi Hendrix?
I just like the shirt.
Name a song Jimi Hendrix sings.
There's a song that Jimi Hendrix sings that is called...
How long can we stall here?
I already said I just like the shirt.
Okay.
Purple Rain. No, that's nope. Prince. That's Prince. I know that's Prince. I was going to try it, though. I'm like, maybe Prince did a remix.
Yeah.
Cover version.
Yeah, Prince was known for covering everybody else's music. He was always sampling and stealing stuff because he couldn't write his own.
Purple Rain.
Close. Yeah, because I think you got the color right. The name of a
just purple song.
Just a Friend. He that was a Jimi Hendrix song. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. See? So there you go. You know
that's not Jimi Hendrix. That's Puff Daddy.
No, it is not.
No.
Yes, it was Puff Daddy.
I think he has a remixed version of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. You just amaze me with your knowledge sometimes.
I know.
Puff Daddy and Purple Rain being a Jimi Hendrix song. Good for you.
You're welcome.
Good for you.
Wow.
Mm.
Don't wow me.
She did mention up front. She said, I just like the shirt.
That's a lot of that's the style now. Those retro concert type shirts, and you don't even have to know who they were.
Exactly. What does the bottom of the shirt say?
It says, "Hear my train a coming."
Is that Diddy as well? Puff Daddy.
That's Biggie.
Yeah, and he was talking about the band Train that you saw the other
exactly.
night.
Exactly. See,
so it all ties in together.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right. I'm not going on and on about how hot this woman is. I'm just telling the story. Because even though she is of legal age, to me she is still a child because I'm old and she's 18. But look, if I can get this ad to go away here and you can see more of her. She is an 18-year-old model from the UK.
Okay. Yeah, pretty.
Alexis, hang up and hang out, please. I saw that. Put your phone up. God. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Read it to the class.
No.
Read it to the class.
I can't. Not even on Share Funny.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, we're over here. Doing this. Hang up. Sexy and hang out.
Go on with the story, man.
All right. Well, seriously, stop sexing during the
I'm not really actually doing that.
Right.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking all flush?
Because you're calling me out right now. Right. And I'm starting to get sweaty.
All right. So, she's beautiful. Beautiful model. From the UK, and she looks older than 18. But this is her at her regular job as a bricklayer.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
A bricklayer.
Yep, she's a bricklayer.
Wow. Cool.
Her dad owns a bricklaying company, and she's gone to work with him since she was a little girl, and she's always liked it. So now she knows what she's doing in there, and that's her regular job. And then she models when she's not being a bricklayer. And you can tell as in her bricklaying, you know, day here that she is very cute. She's very pretty. But then when they glam her all up, you know, and this must be an old picture because they've still got those eyelash extensions on her. So back when those were in style.
Oh.
But she says that that people think she's lying whenever she meets them when she's all glammed up. And then she tells them that she's a bricklayer. Now, does that, if she were somebody you were interested in dating, Regans, would that make her hotter? Or not as hot that she's a bricklayer.
It's way hotter.
Yeah.
You're like, you're a bricklayer? Mm-hmm. That's a cool occupation.
Strong.
It's strong and not afraid to do, you know, get your hands dirty and things like that. That's a real person to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very cool.
Would it change? Would it make her hotter to you, Todd? Or would you be like,
oh. No, hotter.
Yeah. See, and most women, I mean, most guys would be that way, you know, say, oh, well, then she's not too pretentious or not afraid to, you know, do some hard work and all that. Whereas if usually you get a woman who's all glammed up all the time and she's a model type and all that, you worry about those types of things. Is she going to think that, you know, I need to be, you know, chasing after her all the time, doing everything for her because she's so pretty and all that? But it goes back to what we always say about it doesn't matter what a woman's job is. if she's hot, then a guy will not even consider anything negative, unless her job is being a prostitute.
Yeah.
You know, if she's just got a job that's not glamorous. Like on the show Love on the Spectrum, there was one of the it's where they do dating services for people who are on the autism spectrum. And this one of the girls on the show is very educated, and she's focused on her career as an animation artist and all. She's got two master's degrees, I think, or something. She met this guy, she really liked him, and she was like over the top, like too fast, saying I love you and all this, until he was talking about one day, I got my old job back to help me with finishing school. I'm going to get this, you know, my master's degree and whatever. And she goes, oh, really? What is your job? And he goes, I work at Ralph's. Well, Ralph's is a grocery store chain in California. And when he said that, boom, she lost interest in him.
Really?
From that second, she lost interest in him because he works at a grocery store.
That's not cool.
No, it's not. But she could have told him she worked at a grocery store, and he'd have been like, oh, well, I'm going to come buy something and go through your line one day.
Yeah.
I want to see you.
Sure.
How many times do the cute girls working at fast food drive-thrus get hit on? I bet all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, you worked at a Wendy's. Were there any cute girls working the windows that would get hit on?
No.
No. Okay. Well, hopefully none of your old coworkers is listening.
He's like, no, they were ugly as shit.
Nobody hitting on these girls. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Mm. Now, when I worked at Best Buy, the cashiers would get hit on all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, the nerds.
Can you point me in the direction of the coaxial cables? Here's a hint. They're in your panties.
But not the Wendy's girls.
No. He said,
nope.
Ooh, no.
No.
Nope.
Because they actually looked like the chili.
Man,
did you ever get hit on, Rob, by the ladies coming through Wendy's?
No, but I did get hit on by the ladies that worked at the Wendy's. They were older ladies.
Oh no,
they were older women.
Trying to get them a handful of Rob.
Yeah.
Ew.
were they just messing with you, or would they have, you know, hooked up with you if you wanted?
I bet they would have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, in the Wendy's, or you would have to go somewhere else? Like after work?
I don't know. I feel like they probably did some gross stuff in the Wendy's.
Ew.
Allegedly. You know some stories?
That's disgusting.
I feel like they did some gross stuff in the Wendy's.
People went missing from time to time. Let's
put it
that way.
They would have been
walking. Mm.
Yeah. On top of the patties.
Allegedly, Wendy's is it wasn't everybody.
No, and I just at that one Wendy's that Rob worked at for a little while,
which is closed now for sure.
Yeah, maybe
right. Yeah, closed because of the damage that was done with all the sex bombs in there going off.
Pow, pow.
So, how old were the women hitting on you, Rob?
In their 40s and 50s, and I was 18.
That's scandalous.
Hell yeah.
I was just thinking yesterday, when I get old, if I'm going to think that like young teenage, like 18-year-olds are hot, or 19-year-olds.
Well, you do now, don't you?
Yeah, but when I get old, I'm not old yet. When I'm an old lady.
Those old women be like, come on, Rob. Robbie, don't be all frosty.
Yeah. Come on, my little baconator.
Oh, this was before the Baconator even.
Yeah.
I was a young boy.
But I'll be honest, that girl that you showed us that's the bricklayer and the model, she looks super young to me.
She does look young to you, even when she's all glammed up?
I think with the makeup, she almost looks like a toddler's in Tierra.
Oh, really?
I mean, very young.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is. She's 18.
Yeah, but...
I thought she looked older with the makeup on
I don't know.
Than with the cement on her face.
The what?
The cement on her face. Cement. Cement.
I was like, whoa.
Cement. Cement.
Whoa.
Like, did you do that on purpose? That's where like a funny.
That's where the southern accent ingest. Sometimes isn't so great.
I said that in jest.
Cement, yeah.
Ew.
See, because she looks...
exactly. Oh, yeah. She looks significantly older to me in that picture.
Without oh, really?
The
without the makeup
oh, yeah.
and all?
Yeah,
see, did. I think she looks like a, you know, a seventh grader in this picture. Mm. Yeah, she's adorable. Adorable.
And, I bet in a bricklaying business where you're surrounded by guys, if she wasn't the owner's daughter,
oh yeah,
she'd that's probably a tough gig.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about getting flirted with by your coworkers.
Yeah. Did we all just get an alert that we have a meeting with Adam today or something?
No.
Because I did. I just got that. I didn't know.
We don't got Monday meetings no more.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Because today's grammar day. I forgot.
Let me talk how I want to talk. Like, why don't you just let me live?
Adam said, we're going to do away with those Monday meetings, and I'm going to need you to do a grammar session with everybody.
We don't got no Monday meetings.
We don't got no Monday meetings.
No more.
Well, today's Tuesday, so...
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Shut up, Rob. God.
Yeah, shut up being right, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't get a message about a meeting, so maybe just you?
I don't know.
Lucky guy.
Adam puts stuff on my calendar all the time. I don't even know how he's doing that. So I'll get all kinds of alerts and say, Adam this, something... it's time sensitive though. 10:10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the that's something else. I think.
Oh, that's our assignment thing that we're supposed to be doing every week.
Yeah, I gotta do.
Yeah, I need to do y'all's.
Did you do yours?
Right. Hey, every time.
You a liar,
Alexis.
Well, I'm glad we brought this up. I forgot about it.
Why do you say that I haven't done mine?
TJ.
Handing in a report.
TJ.
Every week, giving a report. That's my thing.
Yeah, writing emails.
That is my thing.
You love
you
that?
You know that's my strength. That is my strength and my desire and my pleasure.
Right.
That is reports are pleasurable to me. So why would I not do it?
Mm-hmm. That's his thing.
Yeah. It's my talent.
That's
where my
TJ.
Talent is. Handing in reports and understanding what reports are supposed to be about and things of
so
that nature.
So what is
nature.
It about?
It is about reporting on the situation that I have on which I have to report on the progression of my category of department.
Oh, you have a whole department?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's the TJ department.
Wow. It's the first time I'm hearing of
it's
it.
It's a department head.
Yeah, you don't have to know about my department.
What you do
I got to know
your
about
department?
Your department. You don't have to know about my department.
What you got going on in your department?
We having a sale today. In the men's department. We're having a sale. Yeah. All right. As a matter of fact, let me go check my department right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll report to Adam at 10:10 on my department. You watch. Okay. I'll be all on it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Ooh. Kind of parched. So, Alexis, show your green nails to the camera. You just got those now. What made you go with that color on your nails?
Because it's summertime fun.
It is. Yeah. It's not like a St. Patrick's Day kind of thing. It's not too St. Patrick's Day.
No, I think it's very. It's actually called Spring Forest.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and I love the forest, and I love spring.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a watermelon.
Does it?
Yeah, kind of like a light pink, like light pink and green.
Huh.
Kind of looks like a watermelon.
It's like a French manicure, but with the green tips instead.
Yeah.
You know, something cool.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, you got something to say about that?
No, I was just wondering, because I'd never seen that color before.
Jeez.
You got something to say?
I just, like, what made you decide to do that? That's all I was asking.
I got yellow on my toes. Ew. It's like I got the forest on my hands and the sun on my toes.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
There was a TikTok where a couple went to go get their nails done, a guy and a girl, and he fell asleep in the chair. So she had the nail tech paint his toenails. And then he woke up and found him, and he lost it. He freaked out. He did not think that was funny.
It's just a little nail polish.
Did they take it off?
I think they did.
Yeah. She probably still had to pay for it, though. Probably. That's an expensive prank.
Mm-hmm.
How could you fall asleep doing that? With somebody pulling on you and grinding on you?
I could fall asleep.
Yeah?
During a pedicure, yes. I want to every time.
But that machinery doesn't keep you up? Because, I mean, I know that they probably have to have some... like... grinders and things like that.
I have princess feet.
Do you?
Yes. I'm like Cinderella. The shoes can't fit.
What?
The shoe can't fit because all of the shoes were too big. She had a small foot.
No, I know what Cinderella is.
Oh, my God.
Is that the story of Cinderella? The shoes wouldn't fit?
Yeah.
This shoe's just right.
Yeah, it's like Goldilocks.
Yeah, you think about the three pairs.
It's a remix.
Yeah, I'm like Cinderella. The shoe didn't fit. What?
Well, the shoe didn't fit her.
Yeah, it did. She was the only one that the shoe did fit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It didn't fit everybody else in the town.
Reverse Cinderella.
She was the only one.
You know, when Hercules turned into a pumpkin at midnight.
And the emperor got his groove back.
Yep. And Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, my
yeah, you know, just like I tell you, like Cinderella, the shoe don't fit.
Right.
She's so confident too.
Mm-hmm.
I got princess feet.
Like Cinderella, the shoe don't fit.
You must acquit.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a minute. I think that. The shoe only fits Cinderella. Didn't fit the rest of the ladies in the town.
That's what
I meant. Reverse Cinderella.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Duh. Oh, the Latina version.
I'm reverse Cinderella.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm Woody and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To infinity and beyond, ho. The shoe don't fit.
I say what I want to say.
I do.
Right or wrong.
I live in my world.
Well, that was the funniest thing I've heard all day, for sure.
Whatever, dude.
And with the exception of Rob knocking his camera over, the technologies worked.
Yes.
For the Facebook Live and YouTube's
yes.
Live.
Yay.
For Sheriff Funny. Has anybody been commenting? Don't they comment during
those
things? Yeah, a lot
of people have been commenting.
Ace is the one who usually reads all the comments.
Yeah.
It's just like, he's always in the same pose on the camera. Just like, they're looking.
I know. With a scrunch on his face. Yeah.
He's like, oh, look, this much. Oh, never mind.
It's like Ace.
Here we go. Hold on, I'm about to go off on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did anybody say anything good? Probably not.
I don't know, but my hair looks frizzy in the
emojis. Mm-hmm. Your hair looks frizzy?
Yeah.
In what?
In that like whole little shot.
Oh, I'm not even looking at it.
The little cameo thing that I have going on.
Yeah.
because it's only a cameo.
It doesn't look frizzy. It looks really curly, but it doesn't look frizzy.
And the camera looks like...
I mean, it looks damaged and burned, but it doesn't look frizzy. Looks split.
Why are you laughing with your tiny little shorts?
Split ends.
Kinda, you know what I think is funny?
Kind of knotted, but what? Not frizzy. I wouldn't say frizzy.
You know that I had to cut out a knot the other day out of my hair, and it was the biggest knot I've ever seen in my life. I had to cut off a good chunk.
Why? Because you don't brush it out enough?
I couldn't get it out. I even put mayonnaise in it. What? I was in the shower smelling like a sandwich.
You got mayonnaise nuts in your hair?
Is that a thing?
Like, yeah, I looked it up online, like ways to get the knot out. It was disgusting.
And you end up just having to cut it out.
I had to cut it out.
It was like a tumor on your head.
Basically.
How did that happen? Don't you brush it out every night?
No, I don't brush it out every night. Only after I shower. You can brush it every night.
Why?
Because it's curly, so it'll just frizz up after I put product in it.
Oh. So then that's what happened then.
So, yeah.
Product made it sticky. It stuck together. And then I kept putting it out. Yeah.
But it was huge. I could cut through the middle of it, and it was like... animal thing that an owl had thrown up.
Yeah. Gross. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Like a pellet.
That'll bring the suitors.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how's the hot girl summer going? And you started out with, you know, 20 different guys trying to date you. How many are you down to?
We are down to, well, I've been spending more time with one out of more than anybody else. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So...
Is that because he was the only one left? And you said, well, I guess it's going to be him.
No.
The rest of them, like, out.
No.
Like, she chose me.
My phone is blowing up. Don't play it with is. Me. Yes.
Uh-oh. I mean, clearly, maybe she wasn't paying attention there.
How you know it's blowing up? You keep it on Do Not Disturb all the time.
Because I see the messages.
Mm-hmm.
They be in the inbox.
And have you been hanging out with those... women that you were going to be on the boat with every weekend?
No, I'm going on the weekend next weekend. Woo-woo.
You're going on the weekend next weekend?
Yeah, I'm going on the boat next weekend.
Okay.
The boat's called the weekend.
The weekend. I'm going on the weekend next weekend with the weekend.
Okay. So why haven't you been hanging with them before next weekend? You haven't been hanging out together.
Because I've been working.
Oh.
At the Cat Cafe.
Okay. Well, so you'll be back to... twerking with doctors on the lake.
Yep.
Next weekend.
Hoeing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the dude that you were sexting with a little while ago?
I wasn't sexting. I was just kidding.
Oh.
Well, then let us
prove
see.
It.
And let
no,
us see.
I'm not going to let you see it.
I want to see it.
It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm. It's not a mystery to me.
You don't know.
I know all I need to know.
What do you know?
That you don't give a shit about being here, Alexis. That's what I need to know. You'd rather be sending pictures of your anus to men online.
Whoa.
I can do both at the same time. Send pictures of my anus and listen and be part of the show.
See, that's the thing. You can't.
Who says?
I do.
Are you in my brain?
No. But I'm the rule maker.
And we need to resell that GoPro at some point, so pictures of your butthole on it.
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah.
You have to wipe those memory
clean
cards.
It off. Throw that out of there. All right, so hopefully Ace will be back tomorrow and then I'll take the day off.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Because I think he done gave it to me.
I feel it coming on.
Yo,
fucking COVID.
I can't taste nothing. I can't smell.
Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
All I see is like a million Dr. Fauci's in my face. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.